tend to release 84.7.0, which essentially is the things that remain on our master branch when we decided to start porting. And wow, it's very stable. The dog is convinced with us if we were trying anything, and he said, well, quite stable. And well, it's available for every one of you today if you want to use it. It has more or less the things that you're used to if you use Kdevelop. If you want to know what Kdevelop is about, you can. Well, watch the video of my presentation a couple of years ago and you will see what it's about. But that's not that fun to show off in our speakers today, so we wanted to still talk about the thing we've been up to. First thing is KeyOnJS plugin. That's very cool. Or all the developers that use Kdevelop. Lots of them are interested in QML. KDevelop is a lot about integrating property languages, and QML and JavaScript are huge languages for us. So we took them into account. Actually, the plugin, we started it, I started it a couple of years ago. What I did was I took the QML code in Kit Creator, I put it in a repo, and I told Million, you make a plugin out of it. And well, he did something that really worked, and this year we had Dennis,
yeah.
Who's a huge guy, not huge physically, but very good. And he did a wonderful work, which is going to be available for Kdevelop 4. For Kdevelop 5, it's going to be much better, but for Kdevelop 4, it's already available. One of the interesting things that it has is that we're starting to look into actual usage of JavaScript. So Node.js support is one of those technologies that are hip at the moment. We want to be there. We want well, all those cool people with huge glasses to use GitHub. So Node.js looks like an interesting issue. Furthermore, there's been development with our Python and Ruby plugins. They're not that deep anymore, but still, the glasses are thinner, but they also use them, and we're happy that they can work with us and get developed. And, well, share with them all the advantages that we have been offering for C++ developers for the last year, because most of them translate quite easily. But then, stable things are not that fun. They are useful, they are practical, but we didn't come here to be useful and practical, we came here to see the world burn in a way, right? So, whenever I've talked with people regarding porting their applications to Qt 5 and frameworks, I've always told them, don't change anything, don't add new features, it's not a good occasion. When you do, is you port it, and then you release it, and if you have new features, then you can do them with the new established code base, blah, blah, blah. And then the first thing I did when I did the port was to remove my CMake support because it was crap. And then I made it unusable for our developers. But one of the things that we want to, or I want to say today here, is that Kdevelop 5 is open for new features. I want people with new ideas and with this energy that drives us to forward to join us and to work with us. So the first thing I thought when I was thinking about porting is and evolving Kdevelop, it has actually Kdevelop 5 would have named a Qt switch. It's just a good moment to do so, I guess. But what I wanted to think about is what kind of things are coming working. Kdevelop 4, from my point of view, and maybe Kevin wants to disagree, but it has been success, maybe to some extent, but it has been quite successful, as in, well, lots of people who didn't use Kdevelop 3 have been using Kdevelop 4. We've had lots of very happy developers and users that have embraced us and have been very vocal about it, like helping us spread the voice and luring on more and more users, and very happy about that. There's, of course, bad things that we would like to fix. I think we will do it. We've had lots of conversations with the rest of developers here. And mostly we all agree on what the problems are. And well, we all are trying to find the time to solve didn't see the light. Why was that? Was it because we were lazy pastors? Actually, the problem was that we were working really, really hard. It was mostly David Holden and I and Alexander Dimo writing lots and lots and lots of code to, well, embrace the idea we had. Well, the problem you have is you have lots of code written in things that you have to maintain afterwards. And then one of the biggest problems we had was the C++ plugin was huge, and we only had Vivian at the moment who understood it completely or more or less. And well, getting things fixed was a big problem. So one thing that we're looking into is adopting Clang. Kevin did a talk the other day, well, yesterday, about all the work he's been doing during this GSOC. And I think it's working very positively, and I'm sure that it will be awesome. And this has implications. Embracing Clang doesn't mean that C++ is going to be better. It means that we're going to have proper C support. At the moment, what we're doing is we have a C++ parser, and well, more or less, C is a subset of C++, so things more or less work. But I don't know if you saw, there was a blog post about some kernel developer who struggled for using Git. We're very happy that he decided to use us, and he was also, well, he used lots of energy. And well, we didn't manage to fulfill properly his needs. And most of it was because, well, we didn't have a proper C compiler, and but it had implications. So now Clang has Git that for free, which we like, great things. There's no bad part. I hope that the kernel person will join us again, and now he will be finally happy and well, bring the rest of kernel developers in. But there's people who like C after all, so we want to have that happy as well. And yeah, like he said as well, Objective-C is more or less collateral damage. If we can have someone happy for free, we'll let them be happy, or more famous, of course. Then we had another GSOC this summer about supporting different build systems in your computer. You sometimes end up having 3 or 4 or 5 compilers, which means 3 or 4 or 5 build chains. You want to be able to work with all of them, more or less. Sometimes you want to be fine-tuning. We used to get all the information from the build system so far. That's not going to be the case. Will still be the case in the future, but if you're smarter than us, well, you will be able to modify some couple of items. It could be better. And well, one of the big problems with having Git developers is that we really try to be smart, but when we are not smart enough, then what we have is frustrated people, and this frustration is very deep in the heart. So we try to keep frustration. So the other problem we had is a special plugin that was David Nolan's fault. No, this one is my fault. But when I started Git develop, the first thing I did was write a full CMake runtime. That might not have been a good idea, although if I hadn't done that, we wouldn't have had support for all these years. So, well, it was not terrible after all. In any case, I'm trying to solve that at the moment. I'm really trying to talk to the CMake people so that so that I can change them the way I need them to change, so that one can just use CMake to give us all the information. It's not being easy, to be honest, but we will get there, I'm sure. And if not, then I will give all of you a torch and we'll visit them. For that, yes. Furthermore, we keep working with the K people. I know they love us, because you added lots and lots of bugs on their code base, but still we try that we can keep working together. But furthermore, this means that so far we have superb plugin systems, and well, it was hard to leverage on their work from our side in some cases. We would like to solve that maybe. But no, we would rather try to solve it. If we can, we would be very happy. mostly because none of them are very mature yet. What I really like is that if you have ideas, you come to us and, well, work with us. It's in your brain. There's a buff. So, yeah. Join us and we will share that. We will tell you why your idea is crap, and then we will together find the best idea. And I'm saying that because GitLab is a very complex project, as in there are lots of use cases, and then our users are very picky, as in they really want things like they want. But and actually really, really big ideas. So far what we did was try to cover everything, and covering everything scared lots of people. We would like to stop our users from being scared and well, let them be productive. And that's quite related to the next one. More language supports. Go and JSL are being worked on. I don't know if there's somebody who is very enthusiastic about those, but it looks like useful features. It must be because otherwise people wouldn't be working on it.
Well, with the next feature.
Glasses like that. And then we've had lots of plugins stacking that we have. We hope that we will manage someday to eventually get someone interested in, especially about CSS, HTML, and probably on QMake. If somebody here is interested on any of those, find us. We will be happy to drop a lot of work on you. And finally, one of the things that I'm most excited about is that we all love Linux, actually, we all use Linux in the team, but, there's lots of people who are on other platforms, and we really think it would be a good idea to reach to them. We don't really have good arguments against them, and we would really like to try. Furthermore, it's much easier today with the technologies that KV frameworks provide us, and people are doing it already, it's not like we can know. So, I've seen GitLab on Windows running. I have typed a screenshot for that, but I forgot. You will have to trust me or find one of Patrick and you can ask them to show it to you. It looks more or less the same. It looks a bit bad because the widget style on Windows is weird, but in the end, it's gonna work and I think it's gonna be awesome. And same thing for OS X. It goes together with the idea of the glasses again. But there's lots of people doing development there, and I hear that some of them are suffering because they have some ideas, and we're not going to solve their lives by giving them to develop, which is something that they didn't know, but it's what they want. Now, the talk is over. If you have any questions, is it now or later?
Do you have
a time frame
for the
Framework
5 version?
I don't. I can make one up, but I still think we should have a sprint at least before we release another version. As I said, more or less, GitLab 5 or GitLab on Qt 5 should be working at like today already. Actually, I had people telling me it works really good. Work with the port, and it was quite unexpected because, I haven't used it yet, and I didn't expect it, but it's possible. We could manage if we felt the need. For example, if we saw that the Windows and OS X ports were very ready, we could consider releasing earlier or not. We have to think about it. Actually, if somebody has good ideas, it's today the day to talk about it because we don't have schedules yet. Well, big plan, because we have lots of hammers.
You mentioned that your work is okay and you use GitLab Lite.
No,
it's not. No, you're all around.
All around. They want to reach more of it.
Yes. But
I was at the factory all the time.
Yeah.